You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys.
Hey, guys. We have a transformative week full of planetary transits. We have a lot of stuff going on. We've got a bunch of stuff going on with Venus. Mercury's going to make a few alignments and also go into its home sign of Gemini. And Pluto is going retrograde. So yeah, that's quite a bit going on within a 7-day period. And looking at some of the vibes on the graph, we have an interesting week for sure. There is an interesting thing going on with the romantic energy at the middle of the week. From the 26th to about the 28th, the romantic energy is pretty high on the chart. And also, it is mixed in with emotional sensitivity. So we could have moments where on one hand, we're feeling really good about our relationships. On the other hand, we might be having a bit of anxiety and some doubt when it comes down to our relationships. This is also intersecting mental energy as well here. So there's going to be a lot of overanalyzing about our situations. And it may not be our romantic relationships, but it could be other things that are going on as well in our personal life that we're just not really happy with. The things that we really just need to change and transform. We have peak and valley amounts of social energy going on, meaning basically at the beginning of the week, we've got a smidge of that going on. So it may feel social on the 25th. We also have some more on the 28th. We also have some more throughout the weekend here. And the weekend, it peaks up. And we also have more social energy mixed in with that when it comes down to family and friends, when it comes down to partying vibes and just having a good time. With a smidge of emotional sensitivity and some psychic energy, a little bit of solitude, but for the most part, the weekend has some good vibes to it. There's also a bunch of good luck energy that's going on also. And we have Venus and Jupiter to thank for that, so that should really tie the week together nicely. Let's look at the next bunch of days and see what we can expect.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe and also share because it does help this channel grow. Also, if you'd like to support the hard work of this channel, you can do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below.
On the 27th, Mercury's making a sextile with Jupiter. This is where some of those social vibes are coming at the beginning of the week. Now, I don't understand why they were super low on the graph because this is a very social energy when it comes up. This is a high communication sort of energy. So this means text messages, DMs, face-to-face communication, phone calls, things like that. Those things are going to be rampant that day, but rampant in a good way. It's the kind of socializing you want. It's the kind of engagement you want with other people. It's the type of interactions you want with other people. They're fun. They're lighthearted. They're humorous. The conversations do get deep, but they get deep in a fun way. They get deep in a way that's full of substance. So you could have a day where you're talking about philosophy or shared beliefs or something educational, documentaries, just really cool conversations like that. This also makes it easy to have the gift for gab. If anything, if you're having a day where you're needing to communicate with someone and you're needing it to happen effectively, say it's a boss or something important, something that you're trying to gain, this could be a day where it might be your lucky day in terms of being able to communicate in an effective way that affects people in a good way and they're able to receive you. And this helps with making plans. Plans should go well under this energy. And it's also one of those alignments that's great for running into people like old friends, things like that. It doesn't have to be physically running into them. It could be on social media. We deal with social media when we deal with Mercury because it represents our everyday lives. So this could be just bumping into people on social media or people who are already on your social media and you haven't really spoken to them a while on your page or whatever. And all of a sudden you guys are engaging in a nice chat with one another. So this is a lovely energy. Let's soak this one up. The 28th is a pretty busy day filled with a bunch of alignments. It's a mixed bag of alignments, but hopefully the harmonious alignments will overpower the ones that are a little bit uncomfortable. We might feel conflicted in love, and some of this has to do with some Venus alignments. Like I was saying before on the graph, emotional sensitivity was mixed in with romantic vibes. So that's a very conflicting energy. And one of the reasons for that is Venus is going to be in a semi-sextile with Saturn. But Venus is also going to be in a conjunction with Neptune and Jupiter and the moon. With a semi-sextile going on to Saturn, this could bring up situations where you might have a relationship where you're just not happy. You're just not feeling complete. You're not feeling fulfilled. You're needing some alone time to assess the situation. You're needing to think about what your next move is. You're needing to detach from it because it's just not healthy. There's no affection. It's merely surface level, and surface level meaning, you know, it's only for gains rather than love. This can also bring up a situation where we're disappointed in a job that we're currently in, and we're just trying to emotionally detach from that because it's not making us happy, and we're wanting to move forward, but we're having to figure out exactly how we can make that next step safely. So this could definitely bring that kind of mood up if you're in one of those types of situations, and these things always come up to call to our attention the things that we need to resolve. So hopefully this will help give you that nudge that you need to make the next steps that you have to within your love life and career. On that same day, Venus is going to conjunct Neptune, Jupiter, and the Moon. So this is going to bring up some magical energy when it comes down to our love life and finances. This is going to be one of those days where we're feeling more optimistic about some of those things. If you happen to be in one of those balanced situations or a healthy situation or have made a fresh start or single, then this energy in itself may resonate with you more than the other energy that I was talking about with Venus, semi-sextile Saturn. I'm not saying that this alignment doesn't come with its stuff, because it does, because it's Neptune and then you have Jupiter there amplifying it and you've got the Moon with your emotions. But for the most part, this is going to be great for creating something spiritual when it comes down to your love life. In other words, connecting on a higher level, connecting on a soul level with someone that you're with, or meeting romantic partners who you actually have a soul connection with. This is great for doing spiritual things, buying crystals, getting Reiki, getting energy attunements, spiritual attunements, playing with tarot and things like that. It's just overall good for Neptunian things. You could feel more extrasensory this day and more psychic this day. So it is lovely for those things. The only thing with this is it is your head in the clouds energy. This is rose-colored glasses energy. So you do want to make sure that you have your eyes peeled for certain things, because we are still dealing with Neptune. We've got Jupiter amplifying it and the Moon being there. So our emotions are getting connected into this. So you just want to make sure you're not being susceptible to people who are taking advantage of your kind nature or the fact that you guys connect with one another, because this can bring up disappointments in that sort of way. And so you just want to make sure you are still using your discretion regardless of how good this feels. Mercury is going to make a trine with Pluto on that day. And so I'm hoping that it mitigates some of the foggy stuff that does happen when you have Venus-Neptune alignments. Again, that's a lovely alignment, but at the same time, it does have its thing. So hopefully with Mercury making this trine with Pluto, our minds will be laser focused. Our minds will be able to detect things, because Mercury and Pluto alignments, especially harmonious ones, are good at detecting bullshit, are good at detecting something that's just not right, something that's not kosher. So hopefully you'll be on point and more in tune with what's going on around you. This really does help with being perceptive and just using our brains. And it's good for deep concentration. It's good for doing research. It's good for just having a powerful mind overall. Communication-wise, it brings in more situations where we're having substance conversations. Conversations of substance happen a lot in this alignment. So this is going to be lovely, and we are going to need it, because Mercury's also going to semi-square Chiron on that day, which can sometimes cause us to question ourselves a little bit in terms of questioning the things we said to others and feeling like we didn't say the right thing and just second-guessing ourselves. So you do want to be careful with that, and because it's going to feel like a mixed bag day. One minute you're feeling confident, next minute you're kind of doubting yourself. So do the best you can when all of these energies hit on the 28th. On the 29th, Pluto is going retrograde. Pluto went into its pre-shadow phase on January 6th. So since that date, think about what type of plutonic themes were developing in your life. Where were you trying to create transformation in your life? Where were you letting go of bad habits? Resolving repressed trauma? Learning to stay strong and say no to toxic people? Learning how to get in touch with your personal power, finding a way to break free from unhealthy relationships, and what kind of things in your life are you looking to sever? What kind of things in your life need to fall off? In other words, what types of things in your life are you looking to discard that are old and decaying and no longer working for you, no longer serving you? Because Pluto retrogrades are about releasing the things that hold us back. Pluto retrogrades are about the death and rebirth process, not to be taken literally, but it's about releasing a form that no longer suits us so that way we can go through a metamorphosis and come out the other side healed and healthy. The cardinal signs or placements will feel this the most, which is Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, between 24 to 29 degrees. So if you have any planets in those signs, they could experience this Pluto retrograde, and hopefully it helps you release the things that are holding you back. Pluto won't go direct until October 8th of 2022, and it will go out of its shadow on January 9th of 2023. I have a blog post on Pluto retrograde and also a list of all the retrogrades occurring in 2022. There will be a link in the description box below. On that same day, Mercury is going into Gemini, and we have something interesting going on. Mercury will be going retrograde. Mercury went into its shadow period on April 26, and it went into its shadow at 26 degrees of Taurus, which means this retrograde will retrograde back into Taurus. This year, we have a hybrid of Mercury retrogrades, and the only retrograde we have that's fully in one sign is going to be at the end of the year, and that will be Mercury going retrograde in Capricorn. But the ones we've had this year so far is the Aquarius Capricorn retrograde from a couple of months back. We have this one that's going to be occurring in May. On May 10th, Mercury will go retrograde. Then we have the Virgo Libra retrograde, one being fully in Capricorn. So we have a mix of elements that we will be dealing with during these Mercury retrogrades. And what this means with this current one is we will have an extended period in Taurus. We will have an extended period in Gemini, where Mercury is going to hang out in Gemini for quite a bit. Of course, I will talk about that more once we get to the actual Mercury retrograde in a few weeks. For now, can we just enjoy the fact that Mercury is in one of its home signs where it does very well, meaning communication in itself is going to pick up. Our need to be mentally stimulated is going to pick up. We leave the mellow vibes of Taurus and we go into this hyperactive Mercury with a thirst for knowledge, feeding its curiosity, being stimulated by others, having fun on the internet, creating the latest buzz, and giving us the ability to shoot off text messages and DMs at rapid fire speeds, which should be a lot of fun. So the way we communicate, think, hear, and understand data is going to be more hyper than normal, more upbeat than normal, because this is a very upbeat communication energy. We get more comfortable with the facts and the details and using our objective mind, which is always good because we're able to see both sides in this energy. So if you've had a problem with that, this may be a time where it's helping you see both sides of the coin when it comes down to circumstances, situations, people, and things like that. And we just become more open to the details. We become more open to the facts rather than just going off our gut instinct, rather than just going off of maybe just spiritual things or, you know, just a psychic feeling. We tend to look at the facts. We tend to look at the facts more than we do the big picture in this energy, which is also why this is the opposite of Sagittarius. This is about narrowing things down and making them digestible so that people can easily understand them. So it will be easy to synthesize information that needs to be transformed into something relatable. Again, our conversations get more upbeat. They get humorous, you know, so you're having conversations with people and they're just fun and lighthearted. There's some substance that definitely comes with this too, but for the most part, it's just very easy communication. It's being approachable and being able to connect with others and being able to get to other people's levels so that way you can find some commonality and communicate with them. One thing is for sure, we will be able to retain information pretty easily. We become an antenna. We become a complete sponge in this energy. We're also able to retain it. The only thing with this, and this is kind of one of those things with Gemini energy where it's slightly neutral expression, slightly a lower vibration, is we sometimes want to learn so much that we learn a little bit of this, learn a little bit of that. And that ends up giving us shallow knowledge, so we have to be aware of that. It's good to dive into multiple subjects, and that's why I say it's a little neutral to a degree, but it also can be problematic because you're not learning everything that you should be learning on a broad level. Which does bring me to the shadow side of this, because there are shadow vibrations in any sign placement. We can be a little bit more scattered. We can be a bit flaky in this energy. It's not the most consistent energy, committal energy, reply to a text message sort of energy. You know, there might be a lot of situations where people are just left on read during this time. We also do need to be aware of trickery and, you know, people who don't tell the truth, people who fib, people who stretch the truth. This does bring in a liar energy. This does bring in kind of a Jekyll Hyde energy as well. And it does bring in a bit of a trickster energy. So that's something else we have to be aware of with this. Other than that, this is going to be a fun period. I mean, yeah, Mercury is going to go retrograde. That definitely does come with some lessons. Once we get past that period, though, we will definitely be able to bask in this Gemini energy. But I will say, pay attention to everything that's been going on since the 26th all the way up to the 10th, because those will be your retrograde lessons at that point in time. So do the best you can when these energies hit. On the 29th, the sun is going to be in a semi-square to Neptune. So we have more Neptunian stuff. This is also connecting with Jupiter as well. So this is going to be contradictory energy yet again, because this is the type of energy where one minute our ego may be off into the quasars and we may feel bigger than big can be and self-aggrandizing in every way possible. And then there's going to be moments where we feel a little unrealistic about who we are. Not that the self-aggrandizing isn't unrealistic, because that's pretty unrealistic, but in the sense of just being overly hard on ourselves, overly judgy on ourselves, very moody, not seeing ourselves for who we are and seeing ourselves in a bad light. And I don't like the cocky energy. However, if I had to choose between being cocky and then not feeling good about yourself, the cocky energy sounds a little bit better. So you could feel like you're fluctuating. One minute you feel like you're on top, the next minute you're feeling low. So it can make our self-esteem just fluctuate throughout that day. You also want to be aware of deceptive people under these energies, because this can overly inflate that. You want to definitely make sure that, you know, you're not falling for scams and things like that, because it is a scammer energy. And also too, secrets and lies tend to get exposed under this energy as well. So if there's any problems going on, this will absolutely bring it to light. So it's not an easy energy, but it is one of those energies where you want to just make sure you're grounding yourself the best way possible and doing what you can to feel level. And on May 1st, Venus is making a sextile with Pluto. This is one of those energies that's really nice if you're looking for a deep commitment, you're looking for a strong commitment. If you've been in a relationship or if you've been dating someone for a bit, this could be a time where you're feeling like you and this person are coming closer together, or your relationship is being taken to the next level. This also could be one of those times where you're feeling a deep connection with someone who's new. If you're single, this could be a time where you're feeling like you're meeting someone who's on a soulmate level, because this has that sort of intensity to it. This has the intensity to it where, you know, you dedicate yourself to someone and you just want to make sure you're taking your time with that. It's not a negative transit or anything like that, but it can be one of those things where you overly commit yourself right away, or someone fixates on you right away. And again, it's not from an unhealthy place, but it could definitely feel very intense. So in a healthy situation, you may lock eyes with someone that you feel is the one within this energy. And if you're currently in a relationship, this could be a day where you guys are having a ton of passion within your relationship. You're reaffirming your dedication to one another, and it just feels like you guys are connecting on a level that is so intense and beautiful. Anyway, I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, guys.